Good evening. I want Samuel and Brittany to stand up over there for me. These two are a real blessing to us at our church. Actually, this is the church. So the four of us do a really good job every week in and week out. So thank you so much. And I must say, y'all look a lot older since last time I saw you. Except for my wife, she looks a lot younger. But no, it's good to be back, and I appreciate the prayers and support of this church. Turn to Proverbs chapter 7. Sorry, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. I feel that over the last couple of months, we've been praying really, really hard, and God has given us some supernatural wisdom that has just blown my mind. I want to share that, and so I apologize to the three other church members at Austin Gatherings, but I want to share something that's really blessed me, and I feel like the Lord is impressing me to share this with you as well. And I'm just going to start with verse 7 here. It says, wisdom. You remember that word, wisdom.
That's right.
Is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom.
Amen.
And with all thy getting, everything you got, full force ahead, get understanding. So that's just the start. And then go to Proverbs chapter 11. And a very famous, everybody knows this verse, who's been a Christian very long. It's the soul winner's verse. There's some connection in words here I want you to remember as I go through this. It says in verse 30, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. That means there's fruit coming off this tree. And it's not just edible fruit, it's life. It's the lives of souls who would otherwise go to hell. And, you know, I start off this conversation by saying, you guys look older because you are looking older. And so am I. My life is just flashing before me and I've got a very short time. Have you felt that way? Brother Lindo, do you feel that way? My goodness. Time just goes by fast and there's so much to do. And so it says here, and he that winneth souls is wise. I'm here to tell you tonight that the wisest thing you can do is make an investment for eternity.
Amen.
Bar none. And I hope to reveal something the Lord has revealed to me, how much that means to you for an eternity. We win souls for the glory of God, don't we? It's all for His glory. But I'm here to tell you there's a difference that's going to impact you if you just do what He says right here. And it's going to last forever. So it's an exciting thing to look at. Turn to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 35. And I'm going to be a little bit cryptic. I'm going to just be honest with you. You may not follow me, but I'm going to try to hopefully tie everything together at the end or somewhere in the middle or maybe when I'm leaving. I'm not sure when, but hopefully I'll tie it together sometime before I walk out the door. Proverbs 3, 35. It says, the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. And I don't want to stretch the Bible beyond what it's actually saying, but I always took this verse as you're just really intelligent. If you get saved, you're gonna go to heaven and that sort of thing. But I think there's a little bit of a difference here that I hope to connect some dots. So I just want you to remember the word wisdom as it relates to the word glory. So with that said, go to Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. I'm going to try to sort of connect the dots here. Remember it said, with all thy getting, get understanding, get wisdom. It's the principal thing. Look what he says here. Whatsoever you do. And by the way, there's nothing more important for you to do than the Master's work. But whatsoever you do, do it heartily. Do it with your heart. As to the Lord, and not to men. Knowing that of the Lord, ye shall receive the reward. I like rewards. The reward of the inheritance. Now, there's two types of inheritance that I see in the Bible. One is the inheritance where, you know, you inherit eternal life. There's another type of inheritance. My wife just went through this. Her mother passed away a couple years ago. And there was some money left. And she got a certain portion. She actually got more than one of her sisters because one of her sisters was not a very good daughter, I guess. And in that transaction, her sister swindled her out of $10,000 or a third of $10,000 or something like that. But what I'm trying to say is there's a difference in the inheritance that one sister got versus the other sister. And I think that's what he's saying here. When you invest your time, money, and effort in soul winning, it's going to make a difference in your eternal destiny. And so you can lay up your treasure in heaven, not on earth. And it's going to make a difference. He says you're going to receive the reward of the inheritance for you serve the Lord Christ. All right, I'll stop being so cryptic and go to Daniel chapter 2. You're going to have to catch me on these dyslexic verses that I'm giving you because it's actually chapter 12, verse 2. Chapter 12, verse 2 of Daniel, it says, "And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt." Look at verse 3. "They that be wise." Are you wise? Are you wise? "They that be wise," what does he say here? "Shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." I want to do this justice. There's a story in the Old Testament where Joseph has a dream, and in his dream he tells his father and his brothers that the sun and the moon and the 11 stars fell down and worshipped him. And his father says, "What are we? Am I the sun, and is your mother the moon, and are your 11 brothers the stars?" And basically, there's sort of a difference. Yeah, which one's greater? Well, I think, you know, Israel's probably the greatest, and then, you know, the mother's probably the second greatest, and these scoundrel 11 brothers are probably the third. But here he says that "they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." I want you to think about this, and I'm going to keep referring to this as I go to one more verse in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. I got a phone call about a year ago. Somebody said, "Do you guys go through the Bible, the whole Bible, every week in your Sunday school class?" And I hadn't at that point, and I thought, well, that's a pretty good idea. Maybe I'll do that. So I said, yeah, we do that. So from that week forward, I started going through the Bible. So every Sunday, I start in 1 Corinthians, and we're in 1 Corinthians 16 now. And this scripture just hit me like a ton of bricks. With respect to Daniel chapter 2, or chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. Let me just read this to you. Chapter 15 and verse 39. It says, "All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another kind of flesh of beasts, another of fishes, another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. do your dictionary work, and celestial is like way out there in heaven. Right? Terrestrial is here on earth. Right? So there's differences. There's differences between men. There's men, and there's fowls, and there's beasts. So they're all different. And then he says in verse 41, there's one glory of the sun. There's another glory of the moon. Remember Joseph and his dream?
Yep.
For one star, and another glory of the stars.
Yeah.
For one star differeth from another in glory. And then verse 42 kind of gave me the insight I was looking for. So also is the resurrection.
That's right.
So also is the resurrection.
Right.
What he's saying is there's a distinct difference between one person and another person in the resurrection.
Wow.
One person may be like the stars. They're way out there. They're kind of dim. You can't see them too well. But boy, on a full moon, boy, sometimes it's big and red and wonderful. You can see it really well. But then you look at that sun, you can't even, it's so bright, you can't even look at it. So also is the resurrection. So I'm trying to connect the dots here for you so you get the blessing that I got. What I'm here to tell you is that if you're wise, there's going to be a difference. If you're a soul winner, there's going to be a difference in your glory versus somebody else.
Amen.
You are going to shine as the brightness of the firmament.
Amen.
And your glory, you're going to be glorified in a sense to a level that's just out of this world. And when I got my head around this thought, I thought, I need to be soul winning.
Amen.
I need to invest in the future. I need to stop just checking the box. Yeah, I went out and preached today. I want to win souls now.
Amen.
It makes a difference, not just for the glory of God. Praise God for the glory of God. I love altruism. If you don't know what altruism is, it just means you're doing it just because. Just because you want to do nice things. And I sort of live my life on altruism. I sort of, well, if I do nice things, maybe I'll just be a nice guy, right? This is sort of a self-centered way of thinking about it, but my goodness.
Amen.
Do you hear what this is saying? If you will be a soul winner, your life is going to be a spectacle for all to see for an awful long time.
Amen.
So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. Turn to Philippians chapter 3. And if I stretch anything too far, you guys talk to me afterwards or something, but my goodness, I'm so excited about what I'm seeing in the Scriptures regarding soul winning. Verse 10 says, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings. I don't like that too much, but I know why it's there. Being made conformable unto His death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. And I'm going to insert this, and you can disagree with me if you want to. He's going to attain unto the resurrection of the dead. There's a different resurrection for somebody who is made conformable unto His death, somebody who understands the power of His resurrection, somebody who is wise enough to be a soul winner. There's a difference that He's talking about here. And so look at verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are behind, I press toward the mark for the prize.
That's right.
What prize? Shining as the brightness of the firmament, perhaps? Turning many to righteousness, perhaps?
Amen.
The prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. That's what he's talking about.
That's right.
Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 17. I want you to listen very closely as I read this, in reflection of Philippians. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. Does this sound familiar? God wants to give you a spirit of wisdom. He wants you to be smart about something. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation of a knowledge of Him. Here's my prayer for you. And for me too. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Man, when God opens your eyes, isn't it a wonderful thing? When He pulls back that curtain and He shows you eternity, and He shows you where you can be if you're just faithful and just do what He says, mind-blowing. That's my prayer for you.
Amen.
That's what I hope to convey tonight. This revelation that's in the Bible, it's not my revelation, it's God's revelation, telling you how important it is to be wise.
Amen.
That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the what? Hope of His calling. And what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance?
Amen.
What's the calling about? Soul winning. Soul winning. I mean, people are called to be missionaries. Some people in this meeting will be called to be a missionary, perhaps. Go out to Poland or Mexico or Brazil, wherever. What are you being called for? What's that calling about? Being wise.
Amen.
Winning souls.
That's right. Yeah.
What he's talking about. So his prayer is that you would have this enlightenment, this spirit of wisdom, so that this hope of your calling would be manifest. And you would see so clearly, clear as a bell, that if you'll just invest your eternity, invest your time here in this terrestrial earth, it'll last for an eternity. And you will be different from the person sitting next to you. I'm not sure what that's going to look like. If you're sitting next to your wife, I'm sorry. But you're going to be different. There's going to be a different station. Brother Samuel shared a really good message out of Matthew chapter 5 where it talks about where if you do and teach the commandments, then you're going to be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And if you don't do and teach those commandments, if you teach something different, then you're going to be called the least.
That's right.
In the kingdom of heaven. I thought that was pretty insightful.
Yeah.
There's differences.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
There's going to be differences.
Yes, there are.
Why don't you invest in soul winning?
Amen.
Why don't you invest in ministry? Why don't you invest in these men and women that are hazarding their lives to go out to these fields to do something for eternity?
Amen.
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, the hope of His calling, and what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints.
Amen.
Let me close with Hebrews chapter 11. And I may dare stretch this out of context, but I feel like it's appropriate to at least mention it. It may be out of context, but it may not be. And if it's not, I just want to encourage you with what it says. So Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 35. I'll start with verse 34. Quench the violence of fire. Escape the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. Waxed valiant in fight. Reminds me of Ephesians chapter 6. Waxed valiant in fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses.
Amen.
Turn to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might attain a better resurrection.
Amen.
That they might obtain a better resurrection.
Amen.
You know what I'm looking forward to? Soul winning.
Amen.
You know why? I'm looking forward to obtaining a better resurrection. A different resurrection than I ever dreamed.
Yeah, that's right.
My motivation factor for soul winning went through the roof when I found out there's something different in this for me now.
Amen.
It's not just all about altruism. I do it for the glory of God, but there's something in this for every last one of you.
Amen.
If you're just wise.
Yeah.
So I'll just say this. Wisdom is the principal thing.
Amen.
Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, with everything you've got, get understanding.
Amen.